Demonstrators in Glenwood Springs rallied last night for a DREAM Act, which would provide a pathway to citizenship for recipients of DACA.
What do we want?
DREAM
Act! What do we want?
DREAM
Act! What do we want?
DREAM Act!
The crowd waves signs, sings, chants, and cheers, making their way up and down Grand Avenue in Glenwood. Their signs say things like, "Protect the Dreamers," and "Home is home." Meanwhile, a captive audience of rush hour commuters watch from inside idling cars, and some drivers offer support. The event, organized by Colorado Immigrant Rights Coalition, sought to spread a message of solidarity for DACA recipients as the Supreme Court decides whether or not to uphold the Trump administration's 2017 decision to rescind DACA.
There's going to be arguments that are going to be introduced to the Supreme Court for or against DACA, and we wanted to make sure that the public is out here creating the proper narrative and sending the right message to the public that we are going to stay here, we are not afraid, and we want to make sure that we get a pathway to citizenship for all DACA recipients, including the people who have not been benefited by this program yet because of its rescinding.
Mateo Lozano is the Mountain Regional Organizer of the CIRC. He led the rally's march.
I am here because of my family. I'm here because of all my cousins and sisters. I'm here because of my brother, who's also been deported. So many people are in distraught. So much anxiety is happening, and we don't need to go through this again. This has been a debacle that has happened in the Supreme Court. There's been too much problems happening with trying to pass legislation that is permanent, and it's just been kicking down the can. We've been kicking the can down the road endlessly, and I feel like we need to have some permanent solutions soon. Otherwise, more people are going to suffer and more people are going to be deported because of lack of protection.
If the Supreme Court rules to uphold the Trump administration's decision to rescind DACA, hundreds of thousands of immigrants could face deportation. People like Laura Segura, who has lived in the United States for 30 years.
I feel like it was my responsibility to give a better life to my children. And not only that, but for my...
Laura is described by the event's organizer as an immigrant rights leader. She told KDNK she also advocates for other issues in the community, like suicide prevention and for victims of sexual abuse and violence.
A mother of three, which it keeps me my life busy, but I love the community and I love the country. And
Laura came to the United States from Mexico when she was 16, pregnant with her firstborn child. She says that over the years, she's learned, even across cultures, people have the same needs, values, and morals.
And it's amazing to see people make the beep on the sound of their cars. It's amazing to me because they want to be part. Maybe they don't know what's going on outside, but they want to be part. And that's what I'm talking about. We all part of this. We all part of our neighbors' issues. We are part of...
Dawn Dexter was raised in the Roaring Fork Valley. She says she heard about the event on Facebook.
It's really powerful to hear people speak who have been raised in the United States and have been here for their whole lives, to hear them talk about the possibility of being forced to leave their home and the only place they've ever known as home is very moving and inspires me to want to work harder to make sure that the DREAM Act gets passed.
Where's our neighbor? All refugees are welcome here.
All immigrants
are welcome here.
All immigrants
The Supreme Court is set to make a final decision on DACA sometime in the spring. Until then, the Dreamers will keep fighting.
Washington escucha.
KDNK News, I'm Lucas Turner.